Was just as the day was a-dawning. Then after resting we both took a tram. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cram, besides the wee drummer who beat up the camp with his rowdy dow-dow in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea you quickly will have in your fist, besides dust and drink the king's health in the morning. The soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and he always looks happy and charming. Well now, me old sergeant, we are not for sale. We'll make no such bargain, your pride won't avail. We're not tired of our country, we don't care to sail. Although your offer is charming, and if you such fools to take your advance, a right bloody slander would be your poor chance. You'd have no scruples and send us to France, where we would be shot by the morning. Oh no, says the sergeant, I hear but one word. I now will out with my sword, and in here bodies of strength will afford. So now, my young fellows, take warning, but Arthur and I, we counted the odds. We scarce gave them chance for the launch of their swords. Their whacking shillelaghs came over their heads, and paid them right smart in the morning. As for all of his rowdy dow-dow, went into the ocean to rock and to roll, and bed in a tree just returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. Devil, why did you say, Sergeant McBride, to temper your